Chapter 12. Oliver's luck changes again. The morning after the robbery, Oliver woke up in a field. His left arm was covered in blood. He was trembling from cold and exhaustion, and he was in terrible pain. He was very weak. With difficulty, he walked through the field towards the only house he could see. He recognised the house. It was the house they tried to rob the previous night. He was terrified, but he needed help. He climbed the steps, knocked on the door, and then collapsed. A servant opened the door. It was one of the men who chased them the night before. The servant immediately recognised Oliver. Then a sweet woman's voice said, "Is the poor creature badly hurt?"
"Yes, Miss Rose. He's hurt very badly," replied the servant.
"Wait one moment," said Rose, "while I speak to my aunt." When she returned, she told the servant to carry Oliver to a room upstairs. Rose sent another servant to get a policeman and a doctor. The house belonged to an elegant older lady called Mrs. Maley, who lived with her adopted niece, Rose. When Dr. Losburn arrived, he went upstairs and examined Oliver for a long time.
"Have you seen this thief?" he asked the two ladies.
"I think it would be a good idea for you to see him.
He is quiet and comfortable now. There's no need to be frightened."
When the two women saw the sleeping child, they were shocked.
"I don't believe this poor child is a robber," said Mrs. Maley. "What can we do to help him?"
When Oliver woke up, he told the doctor and the women his story. The two women decided to look after Oliver until he was better. Dr. Losburn went into the kitchen and spoke to the servants. The policeman was also there. He looked at the servants.
"Tell me," he said, "are you sure that boy upstairs is the boy who was in the house last night?"
The doctor, who was respected by everyone, was very angry. The servants looked at each other. They did not know what to say.
"Two men see a boy for one moment in the dark, in the middle of great panic," said the doctor. "A boy comes to the same house the next morning, and because he has hurt his arm, these men decide he is the robber. I ask you again, can you identify the boy?"
The servants were so confused by the doctor's angry words that they said they weren't sure that Oliver was the robber.